Hello, listeners.
Yes, you.
You.
I can see you. I'm so glad you're here.
Welcome to episode 56 of Twilight Imperium Ascended. What's that? You thought this was about the Renegades? Well, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's about us. It's always been about us.
And it always will be.
Isn't it better this way?
Join us as we bring sight to the galaxy.
Don't you want to really see?
You're like I said, on the bridge of the ship of the Lazax vessel. This is the same vessel, in fact, that was around Perimeter. So you have been on this bridge before.
Mr. Worf.
My puke stain still there?
No, because he teleported it out. They didn't hit the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember when they got that joke? The guy came with a mop, but not actually. The necrovirus above you, and as the two ships continue to be in the system, the Letnev and human ships become aware that there are two gigantic, from what they can tell, both Mindnet ships, now suddenly sort of in the midst of their own fight.
Is there no indication or marking on the other ship? The ship is just black,
well,
did you
says,
say?
Okay.
No, I said it was stark gray, like a hospital
room. Okay, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Mindnet ships are black. These ships are gray.
My commander, we are receiving communication on all channels. Can that communication be blocked? No, my lord. They have already disabled our security systems.
Hi, Mindnet. Oh, it's so good to see you again. We've been looking for you. You know, your Sixth Fleet did a really good job holding us off. But you're dead now. Sorry. Well, I'm not that sorry. And the screen flickers to life, all the screens across the Mindnet dreadnought. And I have mentioned before that there are dozens of screens because the Mindnet, of course, are monitoring through all of the communication bunkers in the galactic core. Dozens of screens come to life, all with the same image. And this image is of a torture in process. Another member of the Mindnet race has been sort of pinned to the wall. Rusty Stitch. Nails all along his arms, all four of them sort of pinned to the wall. He has been whacked and hit across the face multiple times, and you can see that his jaw has been broken in many locations, which is pretty impressive considering his jaw is a metal that you do not know. The lights in his eyes are barely functioning. And the creature is still able to pathetically sort of flail its neck back and forth as the screen flickers to life. The Lazax on the bridge are deeply are shaking now in morbid fear, and 2RGN basically drops to his knees.
What have you done?
A metallic hand reaches over and grabs the jaw of the wounded Mindnet and begins moving him like a puppet. Oh no! I've been captured by the necrovirus! Ah! Me and everyone I've ever loved are going to die horribly! Oh no! Stab! And this metallic hand stabs himself through the Mindnet's cranium, killing him instantly. And something moves the screen upwards, and you get a glance at this figure, about the same size as the Lazax, but different. Instead of this sort of solid, liquid-like patchwork of the Mindnet creatures, this being is all metal, from head to toe. Mixes of black and gray and silver and white, but there is no mistaking it. This creature is mechanical. Hello, fleshlings! You get the impression now that he must be broadcasting to the other ships in the system as well as the Mindnet vessel. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't met yet, but I know a lot about you. Stealing all the archives of the Lazix Empire in the past has taught me everything we need to know about your defense systems. My name is Wendigo, head of the diplomatic corps of the Holy Order of the Ascended. That's what we like to call ourselves. I think necrovirus sounds so criminal. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to fire all our weapons in your general direction, and you're going to die. You know, if you could scream really loudly, it would probably be even better. Okay, let's try it. And the massive grave vessels fires beams from nowhere. You can't see any kind of turrets or anything on the vessel, but green and red beams fire from every direction, hitting each ship one by one. And the ships, rather than exploding, simply vanish. Some of the ships that are further back start to turn and fire their own weapons at the ship. And as they hit the sides of the ship, their beams and missiles and various ordnance simply dissipate against the carapace of this vessel. Oh, your weapons. We adapted to them a long time ago. You're going to have to try better than that. And to our GM, without wasting any more time, leaps back to his feet and says,
fire the transwarp coils now. Let's get out of here.
And the ship disappears from the system. And you're back in Creus space.
Mm-hmm.
The other Lazix are not saying anything, but are simply sort of looking down at their hands, and you can see many of them are still shaking a little bit. And he turns back to the four of you.
We should return and get your ship from Second Leg. Gather who we can and discuss our next course of action. Is this acceptable?
How the fuck could we beat something like that?
Moderately impressed. Wow.
No, seriously, like...
QB starts, like, having a panic attack.
Their systems are Lazix and MindNet technology, adapted over several centuries of perfection. Engineered by Mordai, our most brilliant scientist, the leader of the Necrovirus.
And as you continue moving through, you can hear several, like, heavy clang, clang, clangs on the top of the dreadnought. And all the Lazix stare up at the ceiling as something begins to tear back the metal.
Statement. It would seem that we are not safe in Kriya space. This is unsurprising.
You can see that a containment field raises itself over where the hull is beginning to be breached. And as the hull tears itself back, a metal construction the size of a Volkswagen jumps down onto the bridge. The creature looks basically like a giant scorpion. 8 legs and a huge sort of metal pincer.
Zero opens fire.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Hey, you just fought one of those.
The legs begin to flail and slash around. The Lazix, who were unfortunate enough to be near the creature as it descended, are crushed. And the rest are thrown sort of to one wall or the other. And now you should roll initiative.
Great.
What?
I'm going to assume this is vigilance, yes?
Yes.
Why is this vigilance instead of cool?
Because you've been ambushed. Yeah. Zero bug QB Cadix.
Okay.
I have no ranks in vigilance and my willpower is 2.
So, hold on. Can I just... It's a giant metal scorpion.
About
the size of a Volkswagen. Including the tail or excluding the tail?
Dude, it's a car size.
Well, the tail's coiled in. So okay. Right now, including the tail.
Can we get a...
Wait, that was dropped in here. Volkswagen, that was dropped in here by a ship that couldn't take any damage.
Well, we don't know how it was dropped in.
Actually,
so
you have...
It just let... Yeah. We just heard
clanging. As far as we can tell, it peeled the hull of the ship back over.
And
itself.
To be fair, we heard multiple clanging.
Dropped in here.
So...
So,
may we get a good description of the bridge so people don't inadvertently start shooting down
circular,
the
multiple levels?
It's super circular, huge, huge place.
Super circular.
So is it like the Enterprise?
370 degrees. Damn.
There's very little in the way of command consoles because the mind net are directly linked to their ships.
Yeah.
So there isn't like terminals that they need to type on or anything like that. And like I said, there aren't a lot of people on the bridge because there isn't really stations. There were like 5 or 6 of them, including Tuar.
Is there a second floor?
Of the bridge?
Yeah. Like maybe a...
Well, there's multiple decks of the ship, but the bridge is a room.
Okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe there was a catwalk or a second area?
No, it's an enclosed, room. There are doors that would lead to the rest
How
of the ship.
How big approximately?
How big is the bridge?
Well, it has to fit a Volkswagen.
Has to fit a Volkswagen.
Which isn't...
And all of these massive Lazaks.
Are like 12 feet tall, so...
Is it kind of the same size as... Wide. Well, no.
Like a cathedral?
So like a high school gymnasium?
Big church, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Maybe a little pushing it, but I would say maybe like, yeah, Catholic church size,
so
maybe?
So hundreds of feet by hundreds of feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say about the size of the basement that Zero fought the Yin Brotherhood Master.
Hmm. It's massive.
Something like that.
Running across it will take you a minute.
And then how?
Kind of
2 actions.
How many Lazaks are left?
That weren't thrown across the room. Just two. GR.
Well,
just
no,
Georgian.
No. There was two. There was a couple that were like crushed. You said there was 5 or 6 originally.
Yeah, 2 of them are dead instantly. The other 3 got thrown against the wall. Not sure if they're still alive or not.
And those aren't the only.
Not sure how hard he lasts.
So the Lazaks are made of metal. Are dead instantly at the attack of this thing.
Yeah, I should go up and punch it.
You probably should.
But
those aren't the only ones on the ship. They
I have
just 4 ranks,
though.
Know,
I could.
I guess you could punch it.
The Lazaks.
Okay. 5 triumphs.
The Lazaks, though?
That's how many. Yeah, that's how many Lazaks.
We wouldn't know that.
We wouldn't know how many Lazaks are on the Dreadnought. You also know that there are humans on the Dreadnought as well.
We would hope there's more than 5 or 6.
Like Lionel, for example.
Oh man,
Lionel.
Oh, he's going to be the MVP of this. We're going to teleport him in with his broom.
Yeah.
Oh. He's gonna sweep them clean.
Sweep them right out.
Damn straight.
Clean sweep.
He's even useless because he can't even do that properly. Because by the time he gets there, it's already gone.
That's not his fault.
He's useless.
To our GN, turns to the rest of you. I must get my exosuit. Stall him. And he warps out of the room.
So then, as he teleports out, and that happens, Kibi would have yelled regardless.
Yeah, get to teleport in our ship!
You don't get it.
Apparently, nobody's following.
That's it.
The ship doesn't care.
All right, so Zero aloud to himself wonders if they couldn't just teleport the creature off and then assumes that they can't. And so it's time for gun instead.
Mm. Time to teleport gun?
He swivels his gun into place, pulls out the cartridge, slaps in the incendiary rounds, and fires. 5 successes and 4 advantage.
I got 3 failures and 2 threats.
So I'm left with 2 advantage and 2 successes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's plenty.
Is that enough to do something for you?
So, let's find out.
It's enough to do about 20 damage.
Base 17 plus 1 success plus...
Auto fire or penetrate.
Yep, plus 2 ranks. Oh, I think it's just
barrage,
2 ranks.
Barrage, 2 and barrage.
Yeah, 2 ranks of barrage. Takes me up to 20 damage.
Barrage.
And I activate auto fire. Actually, this is a metal thing. Maybe I should activate
I'm gonna
want to
pierce.
Where is he?
Good. This is the first time I'm having a strawberry.
Was there a pierce on the
no,
ship?
No, breach. I activated breach.
Layers.
Okay, so breach ignores the first point of armor or 10 points of soak,
right,
depending on what it has.
Yes.
And an ideal 20 damage.
Probably more than 10 soak.
Okay. The bullets tear through one of the creature's legs, and it severs from the main part of the body and falls to the ground. An eerie metallic screech wails from the creature as it reels back, and in a few moments the leg stands back up,
of course,
and reattaches itself to the body.
Of course.
Fuck.
It was either that or it was just gonna become its own entity.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Moderately impressed. Wow.
Wow.
That is pretty neat.
Your next bug.
Have fun.
Also, I suspect that we are now fucked.
Hack it! Bug, hack it!
Yeah, hack it. That's possible.
Are you doubting yourself? Okay, bug.
If Zero can't shoot it to death.
It's a robot!
It's metal, it's not a robot.
That's your turn, sorry.
Going,
screaming.
You doubting yourself costs you your turn. QB, go.
And then screaming.
I've got literally no idea what to do.
You could jump out the ship. You'll save yourself.
I could, yeah.
My suggestion
is find cover first, and then see if there's something on the bridge that could be used against
you.
There's a fire suppression system that could at least bring down the visibility.
Teleportation.
See if any of the mind that can get up and also get an exosuit.
You said there's no like consoles around either, because like mind net.
Not consoles that would make any sense to you. Interfaces similar to the one that. That to our citizen and are basically just like bats.
Yeah.
Can I actually
pass my turn over for now?
Okay.
QB bolts towards the elevator using his movement and taking two strain in order to use two movements but still have his action. And then as he is moving backwards and he's going to fire as well. And then as he's doing that, he yells, "If we get in the elevator, it'll be at least more cover than the fuck all that's in here."
Well, I don't know. That's what they painted it with.
This time, as your bullets leave your... You were firing at them, or are you just leaving?
I was firing and doing like kind of a suppressive idea. So they can also...
Backing up and kind of like...
Yeah.
Okay. This time, as the bullets leave the gun, they don't even make it to his carapace. They dissipate. As they approach the creature's, like, aura.
So they get close to touching him, and then they just sort of vaporize.
Yes.
That's not good. The Borg have adapted.
It's learning!
Need to give it a nice bitch slap.
They're coming out of walls.
Cags.
Hey, guys, maybe I could talk to it.
You never know.
Well, we were so
are you gonna punch it like a baby?
What you don't know is this creature has a 7 charisma.
Yeah.
Oh, his charisma battle. Alright.
He is the leader of the can.
Gentlemen, welcome to
he's the leader of the can?
The Hakan.
Welcome to Endgame.
He's the leader of the bathrooms.
It's bad when Zero can't even do damage.
Well, I tore its leg off, and then it just put it back on again.
So
my suggestion,
and then it learned from that. So if anything,
apparently you did.
So with my
gave it health.
With my two sets of movement, do I make it near the elevator, or how does that?
Yeah, you're close.
It's like
to the
50
elevator.
Feet.
You can
seems
get
like
in
we'll
the
have
elevator
to try
like
else.
Next action
okay.
kind of thing.
Something else.
So then, if I can do that, maybe kind of do the same thing for the two of you, or it depends on kind of what you want to do, because the. Faster we can maybe jet, or if we have to, we can hold this thing off too. Because if 2RGN is going to come back in an exosuit, we gotta.
Maybe he'll be able to handle it at that point.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think we should try and hold our ground at the elevator. And if that stops working, we take the elevator out.
Maybe some leadership?
Kadex has a very odd problem. He keeps hearing these voices in his head. He's going back and forth about what he should do. It's so strange.
Do you have a symbiote?
Could potentially try and make us all better by inspiring us.
See Venom in
well,
theaters.
See, the thing is
they haven't killed us yet.
Leadership only gives boost die versus stimming somebody actually gives them, like, betterness.
Extra characteristic.
You can't really do a lot for QB at this point, so it's more for you two if you do anything like that. Because QB already has the max amount of gun plus one.
It's also that you're two actions away from him.
Oh, I'm saying in general.
Do you need
a
characteristic boosted at this point? What is it that you would need?
Well, I'm going to punch it harder, obviously.
Yeah,
because that's going
to
work.
Go ahead and walk up to that.
I was thinking it would be helpful if you could give Zero some boost dice. And since he's going to try and be the one who's taking the blows.
Yeah.
Question.
As you guys evacuate towards the elevator.
If we
get give him a better chance of dodging or whatever.
That one spun a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it fancy?
Little bit of breakdancing.
It was so fancy.
I want to get to this one of those sets of dice where like the D20 has lights in it, and if you roll a crit, you.
Or you can just be super extra and get that, or you can just be normal and not.
Do you, Philip? Who am I as a person?
You can not. You can definitely not.
He has airplanes on his shirt.
This is
the extra
this is the shirt that Thomas said I look like I came out of a toy box.
So 3 success, 7 advantage.
With an accurate description.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, I'll give you...
Listen to our sister podcast.
I'll give you 3d6s, whether you want to boost something you do or put them towards.
That depends on what the mechanical monstrosity is about to do.
Okay,
so what Cadix actually does
in
the way of rolling. Zero, that leg, you need to get it off harder.
Ah,
inspiring.
Gross.
Wow. I'm
so moved.
Bug, isn't there like something you can do to like hack its signal or something? It's a robot.
That's a pretty good Cadix line, though. You have to admit.
Yeah,
it's a very Cadix line. Yeah. Whether it's inspired.
And then Cadix runs to QB.
Yeah.
While I'm at it,
I'll just hack the ship
too and fly us away from here too. Right.
You're a genius. Think it.
What an idiot.
That's the spirit.
I'm going to take my movement, go all the way back where Cadix is.
Okay.
And then how can I take another movement?
Yeah, we're not as far as you.
Okay, so I'm going to take 2 strain and go where the QB is.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to hack this thing.
Are you hiding behind the QB? Thing.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just, I'm behind you because I'm doing work and you're just,
a
gun.
I went,
You have to spend your destiny point for the session to even attempt that roll.
There's probably multiple of them. I don't think it's worth it.
Either that or just go.
To learn?
We can decide if you guys want.
To learn whether or not. Is useful, and just because each of us.
Because it's his destiny.
Wait, I'm not. Hold on, wait. If it happens, and I don't need to use a destiny point, I can give you mine in the future.
But I just that this isn't even saying in the future I'll be able to do it without a destiny point. He's telling me to even.
But to learn the process of it might be really important, and you might be able to do it again because you already know how to do it.
Phil, the idea I had was not necessarily to hack it, but to. See if you could look on your data pad with it all its peripherals to see if there's any signals coming out, any info that's coming around that you're like, oh, that's odd, what's going on with that?
It's like an
but that wouldn't even be an action.
And just kind of rolling to see if you can get some more information.
Because you still have to roll. The creature has active defenses, and it's a mechanism you're not familiar with.
Okay, so can I research it for, like... I don't know, like weaknesses or how it's built, what material it is.
Is it being remotely controlled?
So yeah, even to do any of this, because I'm still trying to hack its mainframe or whatever, it's like defenses, I still have to spend a destiny point.
Well, if you feel it's worth it, go ahead. If not, then don't.
I don't think it's worth it.
Maybe the more worthwhile thing would be to see, is there something on the bridge already that I could interface with that I could use against it.
There's also some Lazax.
Well, that's why I was asking, but I can't. There's no actual like normal interface.
Well, it's all controlled. It's all controlled by mental interface, but that suggests that there's some signal going out from the Lazax and being received by the bridge.
You can control.
So maybe you could try and send a similar signal.
We can control the elevator in the elevator, though.
That's what I'm saying. If we can control the elevator, we could maybe do something with the ship.
I'm not even at the elevator.
That's not what I'm saying!
Actually, you remember that the elevator had to be voice commanded by someone who was part of the...
Okay, am I able to see what kind
Zero
of...
Zero did it!
Because...
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
That was a clue that was leading up to...
Okay, can I see if there's any frequency or how this information from these terminals get transmitted outwards in like a wavelength, something like that?
Sure.
And see... Like, at least learn how I might be able to control something on this ship?
Yes.
Okay.
Computers, probably, yeah.
That takes
two destiny points.
Well, Lazax interfaces are designed for the Mynet, but they do have human servants and things like that. And there are certain lower-level systems that they have allowed their non-Mynet friends to interface with, because it's useful, like... interfaces for the elevators, the interfaces for the doors, the interfaces for basic security systems, things like that. There's no way to control the ship's movement, but certain internal systems are able to be accessed with enough finagling.
And how would I need to be at the terminal? How would I be able to do this stuff?
You'd have to... you'd have to cut part of yourself open and insert one of the interface wires.
Great.
Great. Fun. Good times.
Tasty.
Who wants to cut their wrist open?
He has to, what, attach it to a nerve ending somehow?
Basically.
That sounds like a Caddix thing more than a bug thing.
Mm.
Well, he could do it
for me. But Bug knows how he needs to do it.
I see.
That's all I'm saying.
Do you relay that to us?
Or do we're kind of in battle and it's 6 seconds.
I mean, you could just say, I relay that to them. And
learn all this stuff.
He just realized it, so on his next
turn. Nerve endings!
Yeah, on my next turn, you guys know
yes,
about
we
it,
all have
we don't even know what happens. We don't even know what happens yet, so.
All right.
It could just explode.
You know,
be like, oh, I lost my leg, I feel so ashamed. Boom.
I'll just reattach it.
With another beam of light, Tuar-Jien returns to the room in a much different form. This time, he's inside the cockpit of a bipedal mechanism of some sort. 30 or 40 feet in total, sort of. What's
cool.
the width
for circumference?
Circumference? The whole circle?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
No.
Kind of
diameter and radius.
Circle robot?
It's large. It's spherical because it's mounted. It's got mounted weapons on it.
And it only
like
took
that.
Him
oh, it's
six
an exosuit.
It's an exosuit.
Okay. And it took him
but not
six
all
seconds.
Of it is that big. Only certain, like a gun.
I guess he
beamed
straight
okay.
into it.
Yeah.
Beamed it back.
Two.
Oh yeah.
Two arms,
like
seven fingers, same length as the last X. Two mounted what looks like rocket launchers. Underneath the arms, some sort of flamethrower units or something similar to that.
Neat.
Right on.
The arms spark to life, and two very sharp blades emerge from the end of each wrist section of the creature.
Hell yeah!
The exosuit opens up its rocket pods and fires a salvo from each side into the creature. The missiles go through whatever sort of aura is around the creature and hits on the side. The creature reels back and begins to slowly rebuild the holes that have been made by the missiles. But as it does so, Tuar runs forward at incredible speeds and drives the blades in through the holes that he's made with the missiles and pushes them out, separating the creature into several segments. And then he takes a step back and a sort of blue flame emits from either end of these flamethrowers under his arms.
It's very hot.
And barbecues the segments of the creatures until they're ash.
So he knows how to destroy it.
Caddix walks back up with a marshmallow.
It takes that much work?
Affirmative.
How the fuck are we going to be able to do anything against that?
We all need exosuits.
This is what we need to discuss, isn't it?
Thoughtful consideration. It seems that more gun is required.
My brethren have dealt with the rest of the arachnoids on the vessel.
There's more? Okay, there's more of you.
One of their drone ships followed us through warp when we entered this dimension.
We're still in?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's only been like 6 seconds.
No, I know, but my brain didn't finish that thought.
But how did they enter the space without the Krius drive?
They've done it before.
They do have the Krius drive, my friend.
What? Oh, shit.
But all the Mindnets have the Krius drive. They did Shalari get into them before we severed?
Statement. That may be why we've been encountering something of them every time we enter Kriya space.
There were big meatballs one time. It was terrible.
I see.
My reaction is that blinking.
I don't remember this space.
I don't remember these meatballs.
It was like the planets that were like converging.
The cancer
is
I even gave you credit for how well it was described.
QB remembers them as big meatballs.
Alex is never going to eat meatballs ever again.
Big cancerous space meatballs.
It made him want them more.
Oh, you mean my hairballs.
The exosuit opens.
Exosuit. He's on a little scooter.
Some sick space scoot tricks.
And Tuar jumps back out again onto the ground and walks over to the fallen brethren. You see that the two or three that were thrown against the wall are still alive, and they sort of like grown back to consciousness or whatever. But the two that were unfortunately under the arachnoid when he jumped down are so much paced. If they're sad about it, these creatures don't show it.
We will repair the whole damage when we are out of this dimension.
Regrettable, Zero says as he goes over to the Lazaks who have died. Query. It seems that there might have been some advantage to a more complete retrofit of your physical nature.
Perhaps.
The necrovirus seemed to have gone whole hog, as it were.
Yes, that is part of their philosophy.
Query. Why is it that that has diverged, and you have not followed suit?
There is too much lost in the process.
Ah, I believe I understand.
And a silent hour and a half or so passes as the journey back to Sakulank ends and you drop back into real space.
Fancy.
Your ship, and as well as Lyra and Bear.
I was thinking about that.
are collected from the ship. Well, remember, from their perspective, it's only been a few hours.
Yeah, I was going to message them and be like, run!
We're on a ship.
Okay,
we'll run in circles.
Your ship is brought up to the dreadnought as various servants begin to repair the hole from outside. And it's time for a time skip, because 10 days have passed.
Ooh, nice. Oh.
As the Galactic Council on Mechatol Rex have called an emergency council meeting of all the races that are involved in this conflict.
It took them 10 fucking days?
Bureaucracy for you.
06-13-30.
That's
fast. It's now the 13th. All of the races have responded to their emergency signal, except for the Clan of Sar. The Nalu Collective have not come. Obviously, the Yen Brotherhood have not come.
Why not?
The newly formed Mentak Confederation, after the Loyalist faction won the Civil War, have arrived.
We didn't really help that
either
one.
Side.
The Embers of Muat have come.
Ooh.
All of the council races, of course, are there.
The Ratfolk.
The Lazaks are there.
The Minet, of course, are there.
The Lazaks.
The Necro's there.
the Arborek are in attendance.
Yeah, they're part of the
Alliance. Yeah.
Who's not there again?
The Winnu have come.
The Nalu aren't there.
And the Sar aren't
there. And the Sarna, you know,
the Yin.
Needless to say.
So basically everybody except those three are there.
Why are the Nalu not there?
Because they're secretive.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
They're hiding from everything.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
A huge round table has been put together for the various representatives. This is very, you get the sense this is very unusual for Mechatol Rex. The last time you were here, of course, which was like a year ago in game, the council races were all seen on like basically towers with like dozens of representatives around them, and the rest of the common folk were forced to sit in like these bleachers. But now the Minet have basically set everyone at the same table, much to the chagrin of many of the races that have shown up.
What about our position? Our position.
Your positions have been, you have been given seats at the table near one of the heads on one side. The MindNet representative is sitting at the head, and then two of you are on the next two chairs, and two of you are on the next two chairs.
Okay,
on this side.
We're kind of like the MindNet congregation type of
deal. His inner circle.
We're clearly aligned with the MindNet.
Okay.
And then the table continues down the row. Like, then you got a Norn, you got a Zigchad, you got a Letnev, and you got human, and so on and so forth.
So is there only one of each race at this table?
Yeah.
A representative?
Yes.
Except for us.
Yes.
Five, because we're that important.
Mm. We're representative people.
Fellow races of this galaxy, you can no longer deny the threat that faces us now. As we have deferred these last few days, something must be done to delay the inevitable.
You'll say delay. What do you mean?
As we have explained to many of you, we have fought these creatures, the virus, for 5 centuries. It has depleted our resources. We are thinner than our deceptions may have created. we will only be able to hold them off for at most 6 months.
This is the Lenneth talking now. The human was obvious because he had an accent. You say you will hold them off, but we are all still here, and our forces have not been completely crippled.
Your forces will be inadequate to face the virus. For the time being, we can share some of our technology with you. We have weaponry that will penetrate their shielding. Ordinances that can temporarily deactivate their nanite repair modules. But we are spare. There will be spares. Only your flagships and most powerful capital ships may be outfitted with these things. Only your most elite infantry units will be given the weapons they need. The rest will have to be expendable.
And there's lots of chatter and so on.
Yeah,
heard about it. Zixia speaks. So, what is it exactly that you propose then, Mindnet? You come under the pretense of peace, reveal obviously that this is a farce, and then expect us all to link hands and march across the galaxy under one banner? Mindnet's lights dim.
Statement. Of course not. You can march off to your own extinction all by yourself, should you so desire.
I would also like to know why these four nobodies are at the table.
These nobodies are the reason that we are even here. Though you may not realize it, these four are probably our best bet. And so, I propose that we form an alliance and put Cadix, Bug, QB Fox, and Divides by Zero as our allying manor. Flagship representatives. The face that we can unite behind. No one will follow the Lazax into battle, or the Nor, or the Letnev, or the Federation. But four individuals who are just doing what they do. These are things the common folk can rally behind. Do you not agree?
Statement. I'm not sure I agree, but I am certain that I have a body.
I see. And what sort of command and military experience do these mercenaries have exactly that they will be able to leave the galaxy?
Leave some kind of projector or something to show off some cool shit that we've done.
We got a zero.
Look, can you project, like, any of the shit that we've done as the Renegades? Oh, wait, sorry. We were the Renegades. We probably fucked some of your shit up. Sorry, but we were good at it, at least.
There's a bit of more of, like, blah, 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 blah. You hear the words Renegades, like that a couple times. That is impressive, but toppling the Yin Brotherhood and toppling a seemingly unstoppable mechanical army are two distinct things.
Well, kinda if it wasn't for us and our kinda smooth-talking ways, 2RGN wouldn't even be here right now. He wouldn't be sharing any of his shit with you right now. I'm pretty sure that the humans in the Letnev have records of that massacre that happened 10 days ago.
They nod.
Well, my net ship here barely got out of there. And even then, barely survived.
What the Hakan says is true.
Statement. The point obviously being that without this exchange of technology, you are all so much dead meat. With this exchange of technology and a concerted effort together, we may stand a chance.
QB stands up to the fullest height he could possibly be, realizes it's not enough, and stands on his chair.
If I could be completely honest with this, I mean, even now,
then QB takes a look at 2RGM.
I'm skeptical about the MyNet, but, I mean, if I have to trust anybody, I mean, fuck, I'd rather follow my own crew into this than anybody else. And I mean,
That's not just because I'm the pilot. It just means that we're the best fucking chance we have in this galaxy. And if the Mind Net can say that, and we can see what they are and what they do, fuck, man, that's the best we got.
Kadox kind of taps on 2RGN's finger, I guess?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure, his hand,
arm.
Whatever.
Is it like you got your tech from, what, the Krios, yeah?
We adapted much of our tech from the Krios, yes.
Isn't there a way to, like, get them involved a little? Like, seeing them probably would make everybody else...
We have attempted to speak with them, but they will not answer us. Perhaps this technology is all we are getting.
Also, I think you can go a little nicer with the sharing of tech. I'm sure you're kind of holding back a little.
I assure you, Cadix, we are not.
Damn.
Of course, the Renegade and their ship will be the first to be retrofitted with our technology. And then your flagships will follow. We will put these around your home worlds. Well, these will be the first target of the virus.
And the Hakan representative speaks. What exactly do the Necrovirus want? Perhaps there is some kind of agreement or trade we can come to.
The Necrovirus desire one thing alone. Death. Destruction. They will not rest until every organic is wasted.
Oh, not to mention they also melt a lot of things.
I don't think we've mentioned. Also, encountered them, three times and survived, so, we kind of know what we're up against.
What the galaxy needs right now is unity, and this crew is as close to a family as I have yet to witness in this galaxy. We will adjourn for a short recess of 2 hours. When we return, we will discuss where to best distribute our ships to defend against the Necro. Understand... You will not save your colonies. Billions will die. There is nothing you can do about it. But if we are fortunate, we will not face extinction this day.
Statement. You're all dismissed.
And the other representatives start to get up. And as they leave, a service droid comes into the room, and the representatives continue to leave, so you guys are kind of left. The mind is kind of standing off to a corner, just kind of staring like at a console or a screen or whatever, kind of just thinking to himself. The service droid walks in and says, sorry to disturb you, crew of the Renegade, but you are receiving private messages on board your vessel. It is recommended that you return there immediately. The messages seem urgent.
Response. My thanks. Query. To RGN. You mentioned that the Necrovirus have a particular issue with biological life. Is it purely biological life that they are seeking to destroy?
Understanding their motives is something we have worked on for centuries. Whatever it is that the creatures have done to them, they are unrecognizable.
Statement. You have not answered my question.
The implication seems to be as to whether you are safe from them.
Statement. No. Rather, I am asking whether or not they have a weakness. And that they will not consider me an enemy until it is too late.
You are constructed by the Hylar, with the Lazax intelligence. They can sense Janus in you, just as we can. That will be enough reason for them to destroy you.
Moderate disappointment. Oh well, it was a long shot.
That's the GM saying, wow. Almost, but no.
So Zero, maybe you should, get some better bullets then. Because those ones you have kind of did nothing.
Your bullets fire in real space. This is why they failed. Our weapons traveled momentarily through clear space, which allows us to pass through solid matter. Thus, the bullets hit their internal structures where they are weakest.
I'm not a geek, but that was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Pleasure. Ah, upgrades.
Your weapons will be... In fact, your weapons do not need to be replaced. You will be given the ammo necessary, but we have limited supplies, so use it wisely.
I return to the ship to see what messages are waiting.
I think we kind of all do.
Well, I will do?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. So we're going to go start. We'll start with Buck.
Okay.
Before you on the visual screen, since another letnev, he's quite a bit older than you.
Are we viewing these privately, or are we doing these?
Are we viewing these privately?
I would assume, for the sake of simplicity, that you're on the bridge together.
Okay.
But the messages are addressed to a particular person. This letnev looks quite a bit older than you, and he's got a fair number of battle scars and damage and so on and so forth. Ned Eldrin III, I presume. You do not know me. My name is Cyrus Vansunian. I am the head of the Malice Black Swords, a revered mercenary company. I have received news of your plight here, and your plight against this new enemy. It is not usually our way, but me and my company have been moved to assist you in your plight. And he smirks for a moment. Plus, the advance bonus your brother paid us will do us for a few weeks.
Okay. I'm aware of what you do and your time and people you've served and whatnot, but why? Why do you care to help?
I have looked a little bit into your past, Mr. Eldrin, and know of your hatred of the barony. I, too, am an ex-member of this organization, a soldier discharged for sparing the lives of unarmed prisoners. There is a spirit of honor within you, and a spirit of family. These are things that the Malice Black Swords can stand behind.
And you're aware that we're fighting with the barony this time. This is bigger than any plights and worries and personal affections.
For now, the Eldrin family is our employer. Whoever else you choose to ally with is of no consequence to me.
We stand with everybody. This is a situation bigger than emotions can dictate. This goes beyond that and to life itself.
Yes, we understand. And still, the Black Sword stand with you, if you would have us.
There seems no other way than to help each other when we most need it.
Then we offer you the strong, able-bodied services of 700 mercenary units.
Fuck!
As well as 37 warships. And he drops to one knee. Lord Eldrin, we await your command. And he cuts communication.
Maybe those million credit advance that you gave your brother wasn't such a bad idea.
Hey. Yeah, Caddix. Actually, that's in character. Yeah, Caddix.
See, I wasn't in character.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
the thought occurs to all of us at the same time.
Okay. QB's there.
A female Sar appears on the screen. It's Elder Siri.
Yay! Huh?
Prophet.
Elder Siri.
How do you do, my child?
I'm. It's complicated. But for now, okay, I guess.
We apologize that we were not able to come to the Mechatol Assembly, but we have been busy, my child.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
The Clan of Saur have united behind the banner of their prophet.
What?
And we have made an executive decision. We must help you purge the evil from this galaxy.
That's incredible.
Thanks to the upgrades of the Perimeter Alliance, our mobile star bases and 1,300 star vessels stand ready to assist you.
QB's eyes just light up and he gets the biggest smile on his face.
We are small and humble, but we will do what we can to bring light back to this galaxy.
Sorry, that was 1,300.
1,300 star vessels and some star bases.
I mean, if I knew the Call of Raj was leading us somewhere, and I can't. I'm so honored to have you be here for and with us.
No, QB Fox. We are honored to serve you in your hour of need. May the call, may Rosh shine his light upon you and your friends.
And upon you all.
And she cuts communication. Zero's text. Statement. It is good to see you again, Instant Zero. It has been a long time.
Response. It is also a pleasure to see you, Instance 13. We have not spoken for some time now.
Statement. The DB-0 models have become aware of this necrovirus biatch and stand ready to assist you.
Pleasure. It is excellent to hear that. I was hoping that might be your response. We should have a droid-to-droid conference at some near date.
Yes.
There are some things that we need to remove, and some things that we need to add, and then we shall be ready to defeat these biatches.
Query. I hope these will be enough. And he pushes the camera up, and behind him, 36 DB-0 models, armed to the teeth, stand behind him in formation, gleaming and shining, obviously freshly polished. And they all say in unison, statement. Let's kick ass.
Oh, that's great.
That's an amazing visual.
Kadex actually claps at that one.
Response. Yes. See you soon.
Reverent statement. We stand with you, ancestor. And they got communication. Okay, and finally, the screen flickers to life, and several Nalu lounging in chairs, flanked by several of those winged chameleon-like creatures, stand before you.
Hell yeah, this is the message we've all been waiting for.
Kadex, captain of the Renegade, it is good to see you again. My matriarch extends her greetings to you, your wife Lyra, and to your son Bear. We hope that he is in good health.
Yeah, he's kind of running around. I think I saw him float. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
His eyes wide.
He's floating already. They grow up so fast.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart boy.
The matriarchs have gathered recently. We apologize for not gathering on Mechator Rex, but our privacy is one of our most valued ideals. However, in this dark time, we have decided to emerge under your banner, and the banner of Lyra and Bear. Thus, the Nalu battle fleets await your command 950 warships, as well as our hybrid crystal fighters stand ready to assist you. The Nalu will be secretive no longer, not as long as these viruses infest our galaxy.
Cool, thanks, yeah. Got, two thumbs up, and I hold up Bear. Two thumbs up for him, too. I'm sure Lyra somewhere is doing, like, two thumbs up, so,
Yes, certainly. We await your triumphant victory.
Good seeing ya.
Likewise.
Holy shit, I have a fleet!
We kinda all do.
Holy shit, we all have fleets!
The ship's radar, comes to life with hundreds and hundreds of dots in the Mechatol system.
Sweet.
As the Malice Black Swords, Clan of Sar fleet, Nalu fleet, and the several cargo freighters hauling the DB-0 models all jump into Mechatol Rex.
Beautiful.
They've been painted on the sides, like the banners, they've been painted the colors that your freighter ship is.
Colors of the Renegades.
Yeah.
And they black have and white.
Black,
yeah.
White, gold.
And they have etched, on the sides of the vessels, Renegade.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And because we are the Renegades, one of the E's is actually a 3.
No, it's definitely not.
Dude, retcon this now. Are the DB-0s only in one ship?
There's a couple.
Okay.
Yeah. Like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't pull all your hens into one basket.
Sincere pleasure. This is a good thing.
they could all die.
Statement. This is true.
Elder Siri can die.
However, it will be for a good purpose. All life must come to an end. It might as well be spent on something worthwhile.
This is a horrific sight. Frightening and worrisome.
Let's hope the Necro think that too.
But it doesn't matter. Like you said, they're all gonna die.
Like your friend said, all things must die, Ned Eldrin. But perhaps they can do something with their lives while they are here.
And a similar blue armored figure stands with you on the bridge once more.
Familiar?
You stand here now, on a new chapter. The way is clear. And the four of you are at the end of the destiny that you began many years ago on Mole Primus. Are you prepared?
I got nothing better to do.
We'd be more prepared with more of your help.
Yes, and that is why I am here.
Cool.
We shall help, and will help, and have helped. I have good news and bad news, I'm afraid. Which would you like first?
Always start with the bad news.
Bad news, because, yeah.
The bad news is, we have learned of the Necro's contamination by those below. It is obvious now that you are not safe, no matter where you travel. We have removed the Shalari warp pods from your freighter. You will no longer be able to enter our dimension. If to do so would be to attract their immediate attention. You will not survive again.
Statement. Very well. What is the good news?
The Mindnet and the other races are fatalistic of their chances to destroy this new threat. But we have seen the end, and are seeing the end. And you can assemble the device that you need to destroy their homeworld, the main server, as they call it. Mordai himself. His consciousness lies on the edge of the Exodus sector. This should be easy to find. Just follow the path of the anomaly from which you found us.
Query. Would destroying this core consciousness, this Mordai, cause the rest of the Necrovirus to fail or falter?
It will render them inert, incapable to function, and to operate as a cohesive unit. Their drone units, the ones that the Vazaks call arachnoids, would simply fail. The higher servers, one that you have met, named Windigo, and others, they too would fail.
Statement. Then it seems our course is clear. We must away to this planet and destroy it. But how?
Hey, this is Richard, player QB Fox and producer of the Twilight Imperium Renegades podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single view, every single download. If you want to start a direct dialogue with us, go to twitter.com/TIRenegades or use the hashtag TIRenegades, which we also track, and talk to us. Send us a couple messages because we want your input. We want to know what's good, what's bad, and we want to know how much you're enjoying the show. We really appreciate these comments, so send them in. This is a original story written by Nathaniel Kiefer and produced, again, by Richard Jellison. Twilight Imperium Renegades is set in a universe created by Christian T. Peterson for the Twilight Imperium set of board games, produced by Fantasy Flight Games. Twilight Imperium 4th Edition is out on the market. Pick it up. It's an 8-hour-long board game, but trust me, it's the best board game we've ever played, and clearly we want to share that with you guys because, well, made this whole podcast in that universe, so that's pretty cool. Music is produced by Maxo. You can find them at levelmusicmaxo.bandcamp.com. Songs used in this show are Frozen Foot, Vast Space, and Breakneck Subway. The cast of Twilight Imperium Renegades is Nathaniel Kiefer as the GM and every other character that is not our main party, Christopher Kiefer as Divides by Zero, Philip Zivkov as Bug, Kirk Dawson as Captain Caddix, and Richard Jellison as QB Fox.